Okay, Rabotai, let's continue in the Gemara. Pesachim Zayin Amud Bet. Le'or Aner, Menah Hanimili. The Mishnah said, you have to do Bedikat Chametz to the light of the candle. From where do we know this? How do we know that it has to be Le'or Aner? So we have here one of the more unique Gezerot Shavot that we find in Shas. Has a few chains. It's a chain Gezer HaShava. Amar Rav Chisda, and it's brought to us by Rav Chisda, but we're going to see that it originates earlier than Rav Chisda, in the Tanaim already. Amar Rav Chisda, Lamadnu Metzi'a Mimetzi'a. That's step one. Metzi'a Mechipus, step two. V'chipus mechipus, step three. V'chipus minerot, step four. V'nerot miner, step five. So it's a five-part gezerah shava, or a five-link gezerah shava. And the Gemara proceeds to explain. Metzi'ah mi metzi'ah, k'tiv hacha, it says in the pasuk, our dear, precious, sweet pasuk, Shivat Yamim Seor Lo Yimatze Bevatechem. Oh, what we did from this pasuk already. Shivat Yamim Seor Lo Yimatze Bevatechem. You shall not have any Seor found in your homes. So, keyword, Yimatze. Uchtivatam, and it says in Parashat, Miketz, Vaychapes Bagadol Hehel Uvakaton Kila, Vaymatze. Where is this? What's the story? What's going on? By, right, the Gavia of Yosef that was put into the sack of Binyamin. So when they were accused of stealing the Gavia, the goblet of Yosef, they started searching. Bagadol Hechel, beginning with the oldest one, Ubakaton Kila, down to the youngest one, Vayimatze, and it was found in Binyamin's bag. So here we have the word Vayimatze. So that is the connection between Seor Lo Yimatze and this pasuk. Why is this pasuk important to be connected? Because Umetzi'a Mechipus Didei. We learn Metzi'ah from the word Chipus Didei of that Pasuk itself. That very Pasuk has two key words. One word is Vayimatze, and in the first word is Vaychapes, he searched. So we are now on our way to connect between the word Chipus and Metzi'ah. But we're not done yet. Vechipus minerot. And now, Chipus leads us to another pasuk that has the word nerot. Dichtiv ba'etai achapes et Yerushalayim banerot. On that day, the Navi says, pasuk in Tzefaniah, I shall search out Yerushalayim with candles. Which means Hashem is going to root out all those who are non-deserving. And he's going to search them out. He's going to search their heart, search their deeds. And poetically it says, Et Yerushalayim banerot. I'm going to search them out with candles. So here we have the connection from Chipus to Nerot. But Nerot is not enough. We say the halacha is, B'dikat chametz le'or haner, one candle. V'nerot miner. Dichtiv, where is the pasuk that uses the word ner? Ner Hashem nishmat adam chofes kol chadre vaten. Ner Hashem nishmat adam, the neshama of a person is the candle of Hashem. Chofes, it searches out all the innards, all the insides of a person, of his heart. And so, if A equals B and B equals C and C equals D and D equals E, then it follows that A equals E. And that's why, that's how we learn that you have to do the chipus of the mitzi'ah to find the chametz of se'o lo yimatze. We have to do it with a ner. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, lamadnu mitzi'ah ha'amura bechametz mi mitzi'ah ha'amura begevi'ah de binyamin. We learn the word mitzi'ah, which is written in chametz, from the word mitzi'ah, which is written in the episode of Gevi'ah of Binyamin. Next Rashi, umitzi'ah mechipus, klomar, meaning, ve'ota mitzi'ah shel Binyamin, and that word of mitzi'ah that is stated by Binyamin, mechipus ha'amur etzla. You learn out to it from the word chipus that is written by that pasuk. Demah mitziyah shel gavia al yedei chipus, and the halacha is, what follows is, that just like the mitziyah, the finding of the gavia was through chipus, was through searching out, af mitziyat chametz al yedei chipus. So too, when it says se'olo yimatze bevatechem, it has to be through chipus, you have to be mechapes. Mechapes is bodek, right? Next Rashi, v'chipus mechipus v'chipus minerot. Says Rashi, le'achar shelamata shehi al yedei chipus. Once we learn that the mitziah has to be done through the process of chipus, chazor ulmod ze hachipus mechipus shekatu birushalayim. Now, you have to learn the chipus, that chipus which you now know has to be done for chametz, learn it out from the chipus that is mentioned in Yerushalayim. As it says, achapes et Yerushalayim, and there it says, banerot, kedichtiv ba'et ahi, achapes et Yerushalayim, banerot. Yes?
Is that, what type of klomar is that one? Is that like a contrary to popular belief, klomar?
No, anytime Rashi says klomar, you have to, perk your ears. You have to pay attention because klomar means he's about to explain to you something that maybe on your own you wouldn't get easily. It doesn't always mean he's arguing with somebody. That's not what, it always means. Klomar can mean, I don't want you to make a mistake over here. Listen carefully. That's Rashi. That's Rashi's way when he says klomar. So, he wants you to first establish that the pasuk of Gevi'ah Binyamin, we already establish that finding chametz has to be through chipus. Now take that chipus and now learn from the chipus of Yerushalayim. What do we learn from the chipus of Yerushalayim? That it's banerot. And now we're not done yet. Next Rashi, venerot miner. Dichtiv bener yechidi, in regards to a singular candle, it states, ner Hashem nishmat adam, Elohim is a mistake, in the pasuk it's ner amonai nishmat adam, not Elohim. Ner Hashem nishmat adam, chofes kol chadre vaten. So there you have both the word chofes, and you have ner. So even a ner alone is chofes. Ulekame mefaresh halamali. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, why do you need both? The pasuk of Achapes et Yerushalayim banerot and Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam Chofes Kol Chadrei Baten. Just give me one of them. So the Gemara will explain that soon. And let's see, immediately. Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael. We're in the second wide line. Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael. We learned in the yeshiva of Rabbi Ishmael a braita. And it's very similar to what Rav Chisda taught us. Lele Yudale, the night of the 14th of Nisan, Bodkim et Chametz Leor Aner. How do we know? Afal pi she'en re'aya la'davar, zecher la'davar. Even though there's no clear-cut re'aya proof, but there is a zecher. We have a hint to it. She'ne'emar, it says, Shivat yamim se'o lo yimatze. So that's one pasuk. Ve'omer, and it states, Ve'chapes bagadol echelu bakaton kila. And then a third pasuk, ve'omer ba'eta yachapes et Yerushalayim banerot. And then a fourth pasuk, ve'omer ner Hashem nishmat adam chofes. And here the Gemara asks, on the Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael, mai ve'omer, Ma'ive Omer means, why do I need the last pasuk in addition to the pasuk of Vachapes et Yerushalayim Banerot? What do we learn more from Vachapes et Yerushalayim Banerot? Bottom line, in that pasuk of Tzefaniah, we see that chippus is with the candles. Okay, so it says Nerot and not Ner. But I could have already understood that Nerot means with a candle you can do chippus. So what do I need the fourth pasuk of Ner Hashem, Nishmat Adam? Ma'ive Omer answers the Gemara, v'chiteima, because I would have mistakenly said, hai ba'etahi, that pasuk of Tzefaniah where it says, ba'etahi, achapeset Yerushalayim banerot, kulahu dekama rachmana. That actually, I would have on my own explained that it's actually a kula, it's a leniency. What does that mean? Hashem is saying in that pasuk, "Lo badikna la birushalayim benehora de'avuka de'nafish nehora tuva." I'm not going to search out the people of Yerushalayim with the light of an avuka, of a torch, de'nafish nehora tuva that gives off a lot of light. Ela binehora dishraga. I'm only going to do a searching out with the light of the candle, the zutar nehora tfei, that the light of a candle is much less than the light of a torch. What does that mean? Okay, we understand. Hashem is saying, I would have thought that it's, Hashem is saying a kula, he's saying a leniency, he's saying something easy. I'm going to go easy on you, Yerushalayim. I'm not going to check you out with the light of the avuka. I'm only going to check you out with the light of a candle. And what does that mean? The avon rabba mishtakach. A big sin will be found, but avon zutar lo mishtakach. But a small one will not be found. So in other words, since there is a way to explain that pasuk that it only means as a kula for Yerushalayim, that I'm not going to check you so much. I'm only going to check you with the avuka, not with the ora katan, not with a small light. So we can't learn to chametz, to be mekel. How do I know by chametz I'm supposed to be mekel? Right now the Gemara seems to be thinking that the avuka is a stronger light, and to say that by chametz, all you have to use is or haner, is a kula. All right, that kula I would not be able to learn from the pasuk in Yerushalayim. If I would only have, if the Tana, if the Braita would only bring the pasuk of achapeset Yerushalayim banerot, I would not know to therefore learn from there to bedikat chametz, because maybe Hashem means to say to Yerushalayim, I'm going to go easy on you. How could I learn from there to bedikat chametz? That's why, Tashema Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. Coming here from the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, that using a candle is also a good bedika. Because look, it uses the singular, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, and yet it uses the word chofes. So that means that chippus can be done even with the weaker light of a singular candle. Oh, so that I could learn out to bedikat chametz. Whereas if I would only have the pasuk of Yerushalayim, maybe it's just a metaphorical musar type of statement that Hashem says, I'm going to go easy on you. How would I know to derive anything halachically to bedikat chametz? That's why I need to attach the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. Right? Now, obviously, Tosfot, I think, asks the follow-up question that I'm sure some of you are asking. The follow-up question is, okay, so then just give me the last one. What do I need bichlal to link the pasuk from Yerushalayim? You just told me that pasuk would actually throw me off. So, and therefore I learned from Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam Chofes that the Ora Ner is good for Bidika. Okay. So do away with the pasuk of Yerushalayim. I don't need that. Just bring me v'chipus miner, meaning the pasuk of chipus by Gevia Binyamin. Learn it out from the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, where you also have both words. You have the word chofes and you have the word ner. So look in Tosfot v'nerot miner v'kasheh Why don't you just tell me straight up chipus from ner and skip the whole nerot miner? It seems to be unnecessary. Does everybody understand that question of Tosfot now? Bear in mind that the gzirah shava here that Chazal are making is not the classic gzirah shava that we have in Shas. Right? Normally we have gzirah shava in the Torah from one pasuk to another. Over here, we're jumping from a pasuk in the Chumash to a pasuk in the Nevi'im and one to another. That's why Tana Devera... It's sort of an asma. That's why Tana Devera Mishmael said, Afal pi she'en re'aya ladavar, zecher ladavar.
That's what triggers him saying that it's an
asmata. Yeah.
But you're saying because we're going from the Torah to the Nevi'im, that's why it's not a regular Gezer HaShaveh?
That's what it seems to be, or else why, you know, there's a few elements here. Number one, it's from Chumash to from the Torah to Nevi'im, and also it's like a it's a four step right, exactly. And I, you know, usually that's not the normal Gezer HaShaveh that we have. Gezer HaShaveh should be two.
Only because Shachar was discussing how much weight does a pasuk from the Nevi actually carry.
Not as much weight as a pasuk in the Tanakh. I mean, in the Torah, I mean. You know, you have that Gemara in the beginning of Baba Kama. You know, Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan. We don't learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah necessarily. And the Gemara has to concede by saying it's only a Gilui Milta. It's only to explain the word. It's not a halakha. You could say the same thing over here. That the Gilui Milta over here is just to explain that when it says Yimatzeh, it's together with the Chippus of Ner. So it's not like we're learning a halakha, it's just the Gilui on the word Yimatzeh, that it's by the process of Chippus of Ner. But yeah, usually we don't learn halachot from Psukim in the Navi. It's usually just to be as an added proof or as a... you know, a revealing of what a meaning of a word is. But to learn a halakha mamash, we don't do that. That's another reason why, af al pi she'en re'aya ladavar, zecher ladavar.
There are multiple times that like we learn stuff from Nevi. Like a good example is Vayitzvel Chana, like the whole, that's all where a lot of like, oh, whenever you pray, you have to be able to hear your own voice with your ears. Or look at Sefer Daniel, you have to pray out facing a window, and that's from Ketuvim. We're learning things that are like quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
Absolutely. So let me ask you a question, Ariel, dear Ariel. Let's say a person did not do one of those things that we learned from Chana. You're right. In the Gemara, in the fifth Perek, there are like Hilcheta Gavrevuta, the Gemara learns. We learn from Chana. All of them are not Me'akev. You're still Yotze Tefillah if you did otherwise. All those limudim are a good hanhaga, are lechatchila, but they're not me'akev. You're still yotze without it. So that's why when we learn when we're talking about something that is an intricate, an integral part of the mitzvah, such as bedikat chametz. If I don't use the nail for bedikat chametz, I'm not yotze the mitzvah bedika. Okay, the question is a flashlight. If that's, you know, can take the place of a nail, fine. And the halacha is be'emet, you are yotze, according to, I guess, most of the poskim of our days. But if let's say you didn't do it l'or ha'nel, you're not yotze. We're going to see soon if you use avuka, you're not yotze. So that's why the Gemara says, afal pi she'en re'aya ledavar zecher ledavar. Because normally we don't learn halachot that are me'akev. All those halachot that we learn from Chana are good practices, but they're not me'akev.
So then, in a general claw we can make, if it's something that's learned straight from the Torah itself, then that's like the Mikara Din standpoint on it. And then, but if it's something from Nevi'im or Ketuvim, that's just like lachatchila.
Again, what makes it me'akev? You see, listen. I just told you that Or HaNer is me'akev, right? But it's midrabanan. So Rabbanan are telling me it's le'Or HaNer. Now, it's not by the power of the pasuk. It's by the power of Chachamim. Chachamim decided it has to be le'Or HaNer. they gave you a asmachta from the psukim. It's not the pasuk that's causing the din. So you understand? If it was the pasuk that's causing the din, a pasuk in Navi cannot cause a din that's me'akev. No. But over here, it's Chachamim that's saying that's me'akev. But they're masmich, they give me asmachta from the pasuk. That's afar pish en re'ayah ladavar, zecher ladavar. You understand? So I hope you have that notebook handy, the notebook of, you know, researching in Shas, if these rules that I give you, you know, off the cuff, if they hold up. So you have to put that on your list. A pasuk, it's a very important thing to investigate throughout Shas. When we learn a halakha from a Navi, so you're right. Ben Chaim said that it's not me'akiv. Is this true? Does that hold water? So now you go through Shas, and I'm sure you're going to come up with an example where, wait a second, you have here a pasuk that's from the Navi, and yet it's me'akiv. So how do they say? We'll deal with that when it comes. Well, what's the saying?
We had a good time,
Rob.
That's it. So far, I got a little trigger happy. Turns out he might have been right. I said, look, 10 lines up, we had Bayaros Achimat. So what do you mean? We do dabble into the Navi a little bit.
Right.
But I see that that's a little bit of a Gila. You see, this one is
going. Right, that is a Gila. Very good. Yeah. Good point.
I don't even have to say anything anymore. This is just like.
Good point, Yosef. Very. Chazak uvaruch. Chazak uvaruch. Very good. These are key points, which, yeah, you could use for many places. Very good. Yes, Shachar.
So I just heard Rav Shechter saying the Talmud, he was saying in the 48 Kinyanei Torah, that you have to go through Shas and then gather all information before you could see what are the klals.
Absolutely.
And the exceptions from the klals. Saying like the Soloveitchiks, they wouldn't say any like Kiddushim until they went through Shas Rashi, at least. Because,
very true. I know that. Yeah.
They just run and say
No. That's very true. That's a beautiful pirush on the Kinyanim when it says the first. I think it's if is it the first one? It says Talmud. What is Talmud? Talmud means first finish, first go through the Shas, and now you have, you know, one Kinyan. By the way, that's why you find many of the Mechabrim, many of the Achronim, especially they wrote Sfarim of Klalim. They wrote Sfarim of rules. You have many Sfarim like that, that go on the Klalei HaShas, you know, and in the alphabetical order, and in order to familiarize ourselves with this. So this definitely, you know, is something to investigate. Go ahead, Shachar.
Is it right to say that from Nevi'im it's a Nakev Doraita, but it could be Drabanan? Is that a Nakev?
Well, are you? What are you saying? Again, repeat.
On the question before, that we said that the Devarim Nevi'im is not me'akev, like the halacha, is that for Deoraita, but it can be for the Rabbanan?
It can be for the Rabbanan only when the Rabbanan say so. You understand? It depends. If Rabbanan tell you this halacha is me'akev, then you have to know that most probably the pasuk that they bring from the Navi is only an asmachta. But really what triggers the halakha is the fact that Chazal had a svara to say so. They brought a pasuk, and they found a pasuk from the Navi that could lend it support. But we do not learn dinim that are me'akev from the Nevi'im. That's in general the rule. Now, there may be exceptions, which I don't remember right now, and we might meet up with some exceptions, and we have to deal with that when it comes. But that's overall, in general, the rule.
It seems like this is more of the problem of why it's in Asmacht over here.
Yeah.
To the four times removed Gezerah Shaveh.
That's also part of it. Like I told you, it's a number of reasons here why I think it's Afal Pish En Re'ayah LaDavar, Zecher LaDavar.
Okay. I surrender. Good job, Shalom.
Right? Now, we were talking and talking and talking. I hate to do this, but this is... Rashi said a word by us. Did we see Rashi or did we not? Look in Rashi. Zecher ladavar, kede parshinan. As we explained. Vehashta mefarish krai heicha. And here he tells us where are the psukim. Ureaya mamash leta. El asmachta be'alma. Why? The divrei Torah mi divrei Kabbalah ninhu. Guys, I mean, Rashi said it, finished. The reason why it's only Zecher LaDavar, which is another word for Asmachta, is because it's Divrei Torah MiDivrei Kabbalah. We can't learn, like I told you, we can't learn from the Halachot that are Me'akev from the words of the Nevi'im. Okay? Yes, Shacha.
Yes, that's what I was asking. I was asking about, no, like right now, sorry. I wanted to ask, Divrei Torah MiDivrei Kabbalah means we don't, like the Rav said, we don't get, it's not Me'akev.
Yeah, but something that's just for asmachta, right? So that we do. We do use it as an asmachta. Or we use it, let's say, we learn a lot of good advice and good practices from the Nevi'im. The Shas is filled with things that we learn from Nevi'im, absolutely. Right? Okay. But we began Tosfot. Continuing in Tosfot. Again, what did Tosfot ask? What's the necessity altogether for bringing the pasuk of Ba'et Ha'i Achapeset Yerushalayim Banerot? Go straight from the chipus of Gevia of Binyamin, straight to Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam Chofes Kol Chadrei Baten. You have it all there. However, answers Tosfot beautifully, V'yesh Lomar, the chipus lo kayaner. Four words, that's the answer. You couldn't have done it alone with the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam Chofes Kol Chadrei Baten. You couldn't. You know why? Because if you pay attention clearly, you know, carefully to the pasuk, what does it say? Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. What is being described here? What's the subject matter of the pasuk? Ner Hashem or the Nishmat Adam? It's the Nishmat Adam that's being described. It's just that in poetic Hebrew, you could have the description before the subject. So don't be thrown off by that. The pasuk is not telling me, the candle of Hashem, you want to know what the candle of Hashem looks like? It's the neshama of the person. No. The pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Ner Elokim, Ner Hashem, Nishmat Adam. You know what the neshama of a person is? It's a candle of Hashem. Chofes kol chadrei baten. So now, the second part of the pasuk, when it says chofes, what is it going on? Says Tosfot, chipus lokai aner. And it's not going on the nail, it's going on the neshama. What's chofes kol chadrei baten? It's not going on nail. There's no candle in the chadrei baten. The neshama is in the chadrei baten, right? Ner Elokim Nishmat Adam, the neshama of a human being is like a candle of Hashem, which searches out, it permeates the all Chadrei Baten. It goes down, it resides in the insides of the insides of a person. What is that going on? The ner or neshama? It's going on neshama. We don't have a candle in us, we have a neshama in us. That would be a problem. If we would only have this pasuk, I don't see that chipus is going on there. The chipus is going on neshama. That's why, he says Tosfot, I need the pasuk of Tzefania. Ba'et Ha'i Achapes et Yerushalayim banerot. Over there, clearly, the word achapes is going on the nerot. So there we see that chipus is on there. So now we have the second part of the fifth pasuk, the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam Chofes Kol Chadrei Baten. I can use by way of asmachta that the word Chofes is also going on Ner, since I already see that in the pasuk of Ba'et Ha'i Achapes Et Yerushalayim Banerot. Lekach Yesh Lefaresh. Therefore, Tosfot says this is the pirush of the Gzera Shava here. Deyaliv chipus de ner michipus de Yerushalayim. We learn chipus of ner. How do I know that I have to be mechapes, that I have to be bodek with the ner? From chipus of Yerushalayim. Shehi banerot. So it's really from the pasuk of chipus Yerushalayim that I learned that chipus, that bedika is through candles. Ve'otan nerot miner, and those nerot, I know, I learned from it. I use the word chofes as a, not as a, you know, a teacher of the halacha of chipus. No, it's just the connector. It serves as the connector. You have here achapes, you have here chofes. And therefore, just like over here it's ner, so to the chipus is with ner. That's all. Ve'ati shapir. Now it comes out well. The hashta tzarich le'atuye kra de chipus nerot. Now we understand why you needed to bring the pasuk of ba'et ha'i achapes et Yerushalayim banerot ve'lo sagi bikra de ner Hashem nishmat adam. It was not. It would not suffice to just bring the pasuk of ner Hashem nishmat adam. If I would have the pasuk ner Hashem nishmat adam, then I would lose my way here because then I would be saying that the chipus is going on the word ner. Chofes is going on ner. And that's not true. Chofes is not going on ner. I need to first bring a pasuk where the act of chipus is going on the word ner. That's in Ba'et ha'yachapes et Yerushalayim banerot. Okay, so now the Gemara says, in order that I shouldn't make a mistake that it's only a poetic musar message to the people of Yerushalayim, that's why now I also bring the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. It has the word chofes, which attaches it to Ba'et HaYachapes, and it has in it the word ner, to teach me even one ner suffices by chipus, meaning by bedikat chametz.